Amen. But Psalm 51 is a great psalm in the Bible. And I was just so interested tonight in how I can be clean. Amen. I understand and know that we're clean through the blood of Christ. That we know when we're saved, He cleanses us. Amen. I think in the book of God, in Isaiah 53, He said, by His stripes you're healed. I believe, thank God, He's talking about a spiritual healing there. I do thank God through the Christ of glory. And through the cross, there is physical healing. But more than that, we have to have an inward healing. Amen. I'm glad there is inward healing tonight. I'm glad there is. Thank God, peace with God. I'm glad God takes away sin. I'm glad there's no, my friend, no, thank God, no condemnation of them which are in Christ. I thank God for that. But I look at David, and David, I'm telling you what a great man he was. Amen. Thank God, God said that He offended him in one thing. If you'll read that scripture, and He said, in the matter of Uriah the Hittite. I say this in a humble heart. I do not condemn David tonight. I say, my friend, that we're all made of the same stuff. Any man can fall. Amen. I tell you, the only one that didn't and couldn't, his name's Jesus. But everybody else has weaknesses. Amen. That's why He come. Thank God He, amen, come to save man from sin. And sin tonight is mankind's problem. Amen. Thank God, it was the problem before we were saved. That sin was what was condemning us. Amen. I know and understand men believe not. Amen. They're condemned because they believe not, but they believe not. He said the Holy Ghost come to convict men because they of sin, because they believe not on me. And we know that there is a Holy Ghost, a conviction that man has to have from God. That's a sent thing from God. God's the one that brings conviction on humanity. And God, you wouldn't be saying tonight He had not convicted you of your sin. You had to be convicted. Amen. Listen, a man's going to end up in condemnation because of sin. Amen. No sin in His presence. Everything, I like what Brother Shook said this morning, that there would be not one good thing that we could do. Amen. To ever have the grace of God. It's God's goodness and His own mercies and God's favor upon us. Amen. Knowing, friend, tonight that without that we would not know Him tonight. Grace. Thank God, is God's favor, unmerited favor upon mankind that you did not deserve and I did not deserve. He just give it to me. I didn't choose to get it. He just give it to me. I don't know other way to put it. Amen. He looked through a crowd of people. Thank God, and He said, I'm giving it to him. And it wasn't decided in time, even though it was given in time. Amen. Thank God, like the brother said, we is in Christ. We're in Christ tonight. Thank God, I'm in Christ. He's in me and I'm in Him. He's in me here and I'm in Him there. Amen. And He never lives to make intercession for me. Everybody that's in Him, He makes intercession for them. We're in Him. Amen. That's why we couldn't die. Amen. Believest thou this? He said to Martha, do you believe me? Amen. He said, thy brother shall rise again. Amen. She said, I know he will. At the day of the resurrection, He said, no, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And so He said, thank God, I'm about to get him out of the grave. Amen. Been there 4 days. Thank God, when He went out there, He told him to move a stone. Praise God. And then He said, Lazarus, come forth. And he came out of the grave. Amen. Thank God, He didn't ask him, did He want to? He commanded him to come out. Amen. I'm glad, thank God, that the gospel preached, amen, is my friend, is a declaration, amen, the sinful men, that a man can be saved tonight and will be saved tonight, amen, under the call of the gospel, amen, thank God. But David here, my friend, as king, sin against God. Amen. Listen, every sin is against God. Listen, sin is rebellion. Amen. This was a transgression is rebellion. It's taking on, my friend, what you want to do and rebelling against him. In fact, Adam rebelled against God. And friend, listen, a lot of rabbis, amen, think original sin started in Genesis 6. It did not. It started in Genesis 3. In fact, Satan sinned against Lucifer. Sinned against God in rebellion. Amen. He said, you was what? Perfect. Until the day iniquity was found in you. Amen. He was cast down. Amen. And every sin will cast you down. Amen. Sin is the enemy of God, friend. But he defeated sin. Amen. Thank God in death. Where is the sting, friend? Amen. He took it away. Thank God and died for sin once. Thank God, and that's why tonight God can justify you. Amen. Because of what his son did. But here David sees as a believer. David sees as God's king. And we know the record. I'm not going through that. That he did take in Bathsheba. Amen. And had my friend unlawful affair with her. And had her own husband killed on the battlefield. Uriah, and he had bloody hands. Amen. But listen, David, when Nathan come and reproved him, ain't God of sinning, amen. And he said, thou art the man. David started getting right, amen. And we find Psalm 51 tonight. Listen, God's never ordained sin, but God has used sin, amen, to teach men. We would never have Psalm 51 tonight, amen, had not God, my friend, used a man with a broken heart and a sinfulness to write, thank God, this psalm. And the first thing David said was, have mercy upon me. Amen. Have mercy upon me. Thank God, I'm glad for mercy. Amen. I'm glad he knew God had mercy. He knew man didn't have mercy, but he knew God had mercy. He didn't even mention his sin right here. The first words that come out of his mouth was, have mercy on me. In fact, in the writings, it means, thank God, Lord, stoop down to an inferior like me. Amen. Come down and help me. Have pity on me. Compassion on me. Amen. Listen, the worst thing a man can experience is inward sin. If you regard sin, sin in your life as a believer, my friend, can affect you in your fellowship with the Father. Amen. It can't take away sonship, but it can affect fellowship. And fellowship's very important. Amen. We're strengthened by fellowship. In fact, he told the Corinthians that you've been called to this fellowship. John said we have fellowship with the Father and with the Son tonight. And fellowship's very important. David, amen, was a sweet psalmist of Israel. He loved praising God. He said, I was glad when they said, let us go into the house of the Lord. He knew what it was to walk with God in that intimate way. He was a passionate man. He knew what it was, thank God, to write the Psalms and sing it. Amen. To praise the God. Hallelujah. He said he's a sweet psalmist of Israel. Acts says he was a man after God's own heart. If anybody had an Old Testament a passion, it was him. That loved God and loved to praise him. But one moment in the wrong place, amen, cost him a lot. But brethren, I'm telling you, he, thank God, had a prayer of repentance here. Amen. It goes with 2 Corinthians 7. Thank God, that was a believer that had to repent. And he said he was clear of that matter because godly sorrow work repentance under salvation. Listen, tonight, really repentance in a lost man is being under conviction and willingness to turn from his way unto God and change his mind of who he says this Lord Jesus is. Amen. Listen, a saved man knows about sin. A saved man knows it grieves the faith of the very way of God. And friend, tonight, if we don't, amen, listen, ain't God get this thing right when we let things in our life, it'll affect us. The more light you got on something, the more you see yourself. Amen. I backed in the steps yesterday. with the light. Amen. I had the light on. Amen. But this morning the sun shined on the steps. And I saw a bunch of little things on the steps. Little specks of things that got off my shoes. Amen. But I never would have seen it had not been the light on it. Amen. Listen. The light's what reproves us. The light's what lets us know. Hey, when the holy presence of God comes in around us, it'll show us what we are. Amen. That's right. We'll say, woe is me, like Isaiah did when he saw the Lord high and lifted up. We'll see that friend. But here David said, have mercy on me according to thy loving kindness, according to the multitude of thy tender mercies. Blot out my transgressions. Amen. It's plural right here. Not transgression, but transgressions. There's things tonight that we do in a fleshly, rebellious heart. Amen. Young people, can I tell you this tonight? Listen, there's nothing going to help you more than obedience to the authority God gives you. Amen. You rebel against mom and dad. You're rebelling against the authority God put in your life. I'm telling you, brethren, listen. Amen. Last night, about 3 o'clock, amen, my boy was going to work. He called and he said, somebody's behind your house with a light. We got up, amen. Looked out there, saw a light truck back there. Amen. We called the law, amen. Amen. When they saw the law come, they run. You know why? Because, my friend, it let them know they was disobedient. The law, my friend, can't save you. I'm not under the law as a saved man. But I realize and know, are you listening? When we sin, we're breaking the love of God and the law of God in his own love for our soul. Hey, friend, listen, there's nobody, my friend, ain't God worth sinning with or sinning for to actually break the law of God in your heart tonight. Amen. That's right. Listen, you better not hang around the wrong people. I don't care if they call themselves church members. Amen. David, my friend, wasn't with nobody. He was with himself on the rooftop looking out and saw that woman and the lust created more and more in him. And no doubt, I'm not supposing these things. I don't know what he thought. I know he thought she was a beautiful woman. And I know he looked down at her and he said, thank God I can have her, because I know he thought in his own mind of my position, I can call her to myself. Listen, kings could do what they wanted to, but they couldn't do what they wanted to without God approving it. And when kings done what they wanted to, listen, friend, the government of God in the Bible is not republic. It is king and kingdom. Amen. And the king, if you get a bad king, amen, Israel got bad kings, and there was bondage and suffering. But when they had a good king, it was blessing. Amen. I'm glad, thank God, I got a king tonight. Amen. That loves me. Thank God. Amen, my king. Amen. It's Jesus tonight. I'm telling you, there ain't none like him. Amen. Ain't none. And thank God I'm with him and he's with me. I'm telling you, glory to God. He is my king tonight. And brother, I'm in his kingdom. Amen to God tonight. Thank God for that. Amen. What a good king. He's king of kings and lord of lords. Amen. Brother, listen. David was king of Israel this time. But he sinned against God. God's no respecter of person. You can read the Bible and find that out. God don't ever cover up on nobody. Amen. But he did tell us to conceal the matter. Amen. He did say, thank God. Tell it not in Gath. I don't go out and tell what people did. Amen. I get aggravated. Amen. When people always condemning other people and wanting to condemn them out of look at themselves. Amen. Listen. Thank God. He said, if you want to get a speck out of somebody's eye, get the beam out of your own. Amen. That's right. I'm telling you, one of the worst things. I'll tell you a few things. Amen. One of the worst things in a church is continual
criticism and continual Phariseeism. Amen. Looking for fault in somebody. And listen, friend, it ain't no good. Amen. In a home, it ain't no good. Amen. There's husbands and wives. They argue and fuss and fight. Ain't gone because they find fault with one another. What they're doing, they're cutting one another. What they're doing, my friend, is hindering one another. Hey, friend, I want love. Amen. And I know the truth is, I love the night. But I'm telling you this, David got away from God. He wasn't living for him. He had, my friend, this sin in his life. And when he got under conviction, he cried for mercy and asked God to take away his transgressions. Amen. Listen to verse 2, wash me thoroughly. That word wash means like they used to wash clothes. Amen. They'd put them in a wash tub and they'd get every stain out. Thank God they had a stump on them. Amen. Look at the Bible. Look at what it means. It means to trample it. Amen. Whatever it takes to get the stain out. Whatever it takes to release the guilt. Whatever it takes to get me clean. I want to be clean. I'm down in the cleaner yard, the better yard. Amen. With God himself. Hey, friend, are you listening to that? It's amazing. God does anything. Thing, with things we allow in our lives as a Christian. Amen. But God's merciful and God helps us. But David knew, thank God, he needed forgiveness. Amen. He said, wash me thoroughly from mine iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. I want to be clean. Notice verse 3. I'm just going to read some. For I acknowledge my transgressions and my sin is ever before me. Notice how many times he mentions the word my or me. Or I. Notice here, verse 4 gets thee, thee only have I sinned and done this evil on thy sight, that thou mightest be justified when thou speakest and be clear when thou judgest. He's saying this in verse 5. He wasn't making an excuse. He was making a truthful statement. Behold, I was shaping in iniquity. I was shaping in it. I was born with it. So when's a man accountable with it? When he knows. Amen. But you weren't ever going to teach your children. You got to teach them when they're young. That's right. Once they directly disobey you, you need to judge that. Have some sense about it. He said, and in sin did my mother conceive me. And here's the verse. I just want to say a few things about it and I'm through. This is what David said. Behold, thou desirest truth in the inward parts. There's parts you can't see. But you know they're there. See, this is what he's saying. I want truth in my inmost thoughts. You think in here. You think up here, but you think in here. He said, I want delivered. I want truth. I want truth in my inward thoughts. I want truth in how I think. I want truth, thank God, in how I live. I want pure truth in me. That's what he said. If God, he won't do it. But if God opened our heart tonight in the inward thoughts and the inward things of our life, there would be things that we would not want somebody to see. Listen to what the psalmist said in 19. He said, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, my Lord and my Savior. What David's saying here is, God, this stuff is killing me inwardly. I mean, the light has come and I've conceived in my own mind and the thoughts of my mind. God, that I took a white man's wife. I had him murdered. Amen. His blood's on my hands. I can't sleep at night. I can't rest at night. I know you sent Nathan to reprove me. I know I'm in trouble and I need some cleansing. And there is cleansing in God. Amen. I'm glad he don't. Amen. Thank God withhold it when we have repentance. Amen. But I'll tell you this. He wants you to think right. I mean, inward thoughts. The inward thoughts, the inward man. Listen, friend, can I listen to me? You are what you are inwardly. You are what you are, what you do. You are, listen, you are what you think. The word think in the Old Testament there in book of Proverbs 23, he said, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. That means what you let in your life, that's what you are. We battle that all the time. Envious thoughts, jealousy thoughts, hatred thoughts, all the time. Every day you live, you'll get hit with it tomorrow. Why I say what I say sometimes? Because of a bitter way. Why did I say that? Why did I say that? Why did I look at them people and thought, how stupid are you? Amen. Why don't I have thoughts of God bless and help them people? Because I'm going to tell you why. It's just plain out selfishness. And my own thing to consider myself and my way and what I want above. Thank God, man's welfare. Amen. And the ways of God. Hey, friend, listen. If we ever going to affect the world, our thought life's got to be right. God wants you to think right. And you can't think right with sin in your life. Quit making excuses for it. Listen to this. And in hidden part that I shall make me to know wisdom. Here's the hidden part, Robert. Here's the hidden part. It's your secrets. Your secret place within you. Now, if you'll let me say this, I think this. I think the hidden part of man, that secret place. Amen. That's that spirit place. It's got to be clean, son. Man, listen. Y'all might not understand this. This is just the truth in my life. There's a button in me that says this is spirit. And there's a button in me that says this is flesh. That's just the way I describe it. When he got to preaching this morning, he pushed the spirit button. And from the time he read the scripture, the spirit button thank God, tuned into that station. Amen. And son, I opened my heart up, thank God, of the spirit language and spirit work and spirit truth. Amen, that's right. Amen. I can leave the church. Are you listening? I'm telling you something. If you don't believe it, that's all right. I can leave the church and go to the gas station and they can have a song on I used to listen to when I was a teenager and it pushes my flesh. Brother Keith can pull up on the other gas station. Amen. And he can say, boy, wasn't that good this morning? I'm glad for the God of heaven. Amen. And when he says that, he pushes my spirit button. Amen. That's what you think. It's what you give yourself to. It's what you're around. David was not where he ought to be. And friend, if you get in a place you ought not be, you'll be ruled by the flesh and the world and the devil. Amen. Even James said that's devilish. And friend, the night what David did wasn't right, but he's doing what he can. It's confession. Thank God to make things right with God. Amen. He said, purge me with hyssop, I shall be clean. Hyssop was used, thank God, we know that, in the striking of the door and the cleansing of lepers. We know that God used hyssop in that. Amen. In their cleansing. That's right. That's why he's using this. He said, wash me and I shall be white as snow. Thank God. Amen. Listen, the glory of God has shined on your life. Amen. When you're humble and truthful. Amen. And admit you need the help of God. Amen. What you said this morning, I don't know what all you said, but it wrung my heart. Amen. You know what? If you admit that you have some difficulties or have some battles, you always got some people in the congregation will say, oh God, that's right. And then you'll say, wonder what he's been doing. That's wrong. That ain't right. If the Apostle Paul got up this morning or this evening and he said, folks, I'm going to tell you what he said. I am what I am by the grace of God. And then he'd make his statement. I'm the chief of sinners. That's who he come to save, sinners, and I'm chief. He didn't say I was chief. He said, who I'm chief. You ever thought about this? The more light God shines on you, the more you see yourself and the more you see you need God. He said, wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from this body of death? And then he said in the next verse, it's only in Christ that's the delivery. Amen. He said, I'm the least of the apostles. But can I say this? He put 14 books in this Bible. You say, how can a man, Brother Todd, how can a man be used of God and say, I'm the least? How can a man be used of God and have doubts, that stood in a prison and said, is this him or do we look for another? Can I get you humble tonight in my own preaching to the word of God, to my own heart, that a lot of things you ain't gonna never figure out. But this psalm, thank God, he's going through some rough waters to get to himself, that he can get some cleansing on the inside. He can be restored and get back where he ought to be with God. And God does that for us. But I'm telling you this, amen, listen, you'll never be perfect in this life, in this body. But God sees you that way. I understand that. But brother, and I'm telling you, there is sometimes, amen, that you're going to have to confess sin, amen, or stay in fellowship with God himself, amen. Notice this here. I'm telling you, I'm just going to read it. Make me to hear joy and gladness, that the bones which thou hast broken may rejoice. Hide thy face from my sins, blot out all mine iniquities. Plural. You ever done something you ought not do and you felt like you done more than that? You ever done something that you confessed it to God 100 times and he forgave you the first time that you had repentance in your heart? Why? That's just us. I'm built this way. I want to know. Would you tell me? I want to know. Tell me. You okay, brother? Would you tell me that again? I want to know. That's just me. I told you this when I was growing up. I was scared to death of things. I want to know my parents is going to live. I want to know my grandparents is going to live. Just tell me you're going to make it. Amen. Say, we got the word of God. He said it tonight. Some people ain't built like that. Hey, Brother Danny might be all right. Can hear it one time and never doubt and never have to hear it again, but I just want to hear it again. Please tell me again. Amen. Just to hear the words, I love you. Would you tell me again? God, I need your assurance. I mean, Lord, I'm confessing these things and I need your mercies. Just tell me again that I may rejoice, hide thy face from my sins, about all my iniquities. Amen. I'm telling you, when you confess that sin, you've got to believe God's merciful. Notice this, creating me a clean heart. He's wanting a clean heart, oh God. Amen. God help us. Do you know I still confess things I did weeks ago? You say, why do you do that, brother? Because it comes to my mind. Listen, friend, God does forgive you, but the thing of it is, there's still the attack of the mind on them things. And the only thing the victory, thank God, talking to God about it. Amen. I say to tell the devil, get behind me. Amen. I say, get behind me. God have mercy on me. Amen. Ain't God Spurgeon said he prayed God be merciful to me a sinner more than one time. Notice this, cast me not away from thy presence. Renew a right spirit, he said in verse 10. With him, he cast me not away from thy presence. Don't cast me not away. I want to live in your presence. The presence of God is a holy presence. Amen. We can have the presence of God. That's the most valuable to me, the presence of God. Amen. That lady told me this morning, she walked out, a preacher's wife. Thank God for the presence of God. Boy, it's been refreshing to be in a church where the presence of God. I said, thank God for it. Well, God, I got to have it. Amen. I like what old Brother Shoot was talking about, that drawing. I'm going to tell you once, that's not only that salvation. Praise God, you got to draw some water out of the well once in a while. Amen, drawing. Amen. What's that song of Solomon? Draw me with the love. Draw me. Somebody said, well, I don't know why my wife don't show more attention to me. Are you drawing her? Are you drawing her? Huh? She ain't your slave. She's your wife. Amen. Draw her, praise God. Amen. Read the book of Song of Solomon. People can't take it. The preacher said, I don't know about preaching that. Boy, I got more help out of reading that book than about any of them. It's all about love. It's all about how that, thank God he drawed us, amen. Amen, draw me with thy kisses. Draw me with them things. Amen, buddy, listen, if you believe this, listen. God don't want you to live a stiff life. God wants you to enjoy life with your spouse. Amen, thank God, that's right. Amen, get in the garden, let the spices come out, amen. You got to draw them, amen. That's right, draw them, thank God, draw them, amen. Notice this, cast me not from thy presence. I don't want to leave the presence of God.
I don't want to leave it. You remember when Moses thanked God, the glory of God was over the tabernacle? You remember that? Glory of God's over the tabernacle. When every man stood in his tent's door, the glory of God's over it all. The glory of God's around. You know what the Bible said? Every man went to his tent's door. And what did it say? But Joshua, the son of Nun, departed not from the tabernacle. He stayed there because of the presence of God on it. Cast me not away from my presence. Take not the Holy Spirit from me. I don't think they had an impermanent dwelling of the Holy Ghost, but I think he had the presence of the Holy Ghost and the help of the Holy Ghost, and he didn't want to try to live without it. I'm going to tell you, the best day of your life, you can get this. The best day of your life is when you realize you've got to have him. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation. The joy of the Lord is your strength. That's where your strength's from, Brother Keith. If you don't have no joy, you'll be low on strength. Joy is the gladness of heart. Amen. Rejoicing in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. No, sister, I'm about to uphold me with thy free spirit. I like that freedom, don't you? That's what I told old brother, thank God, shook this morning. He was preaching and he had said something. I said, you got liberty, go ahead. And he did. It's hard to preach without it. Really, it's hard to walk without it. Amen. I don't like nothing in mine. Brother Robert, I want everything right between me and you, that we can pray together and have the Holy Ghost together and the power together. Amen. I like the liberty of it. I don't want no contention, nothing. Amen. That's right. Praise God. Me and my wife. I surely don't want that. Amen. The old saying was, if mama ain't happy, ain't nobody happy. Amen. But I tell you, I think that's a pretty good saying. Amen. Because she carries the spirit of the house. But I'm telling you what, friend. Amen. Amen. But I'm telling you this. Are you listening tonight? Thank God, you and God, there's got to be freedom. There's got to be. There's got to be liberty. God dwells where truth is. Say, so, well, then people might get mad. And if they get mad at truth, they don't have no liberty. Notice this here. Then will I teach transgressors thy ways, and sinners shall be converted. He said, after that, that's when I can teach them. What he's saying is, I got to have restoration and forgiveness, that I can be back where I ought to be, that I can teach sinners the way. Amen. It's hard. Listen, I'm not acting different. I don't wake up in the morning saying, I got to act different today. I don't do that. God restored me to live the way I ought to live because he's in me. Amen. I'm so tired of religious people. This aggravates me that people want to be something they're not. And they'll put on all kind of airs and fronts and everything like, just be who you are. Just be who you are. I wouldn't want you to be nobody else. You wouldn't want me to be nobody else. Be who you are in God. But you can't even be who you are when you got sin dictating your life.